Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Jesse, we could talk about a spectacular night last night at Petco Park. A glorious first eight innings, an unbelievable atmosphere, a sensational performance by Jackson Merrill, who was just unbelievable. This kid is amazing. But, of course, we've spent a lot of the morning talking about the ninth inning and what happened, which was unfortunate. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you?
I am well. I'm very glad to be home.
Yes.
I don't understand how that was only 10 days or 11 days.
Longer.
It felt like at least 30 or 40. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Really? I felt, you know, different. We're here. But it felt longer for the fans, too, back home watching it. I can't even imagine what it was like for
you've
you
gone on long road trips before. Even the ones where you're not playing the best teams. When you go to those East Coast, three cities, rain delays, most teams are happy. To, you know, 4-5.
Yeah.
You know, even 3-6 isn't a disaster. 6-3 is really
good.
An outstanding road trip for one of that length and that much travel involved.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I mean, 7-2 would have been better, obviously.
Elite.
And it's funny because I think everybody looks at the last Rocky game as like, oh, that was it. But to me, it was actually the one that got away in New York that sticks in my craw.
Oh.
You know, I think I understand the Rockies were 6-34 or whatever going into the game on Sunday. But, like, they're going to win games and, like, you know, it's Colorado. I don't know. Like, to me, that wasn't anything that bothered me necessarily. But the one that got away in New York was a little bit frustrating. And, you know, I mean, it's an interesting moment right now because everybody in the bullpen was, like, basically unhittable the first month of the season. And you knew that that wasn't going to last. And we know that, you know, these things ebb and flow, go up and down. And you know, yesterday was perhaps the culmination of some of the what had been mini struggles in the bullpen that, you know, got a little bit louder yesterday. I'm not saying that as like a cause for alarm, but it's definitely, you know, a thing to have your eye on right now because it's sort of like the whole group was just dominant and unstoppable. And now, you know, most of the group, it seems like is going through a little bit something, but these things happen. I can't imagine anybody's particularly worried about it, particularly and especially when it comes to Robert Suarez because he'd been literally perfect, you know, until last night.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, too? I mean, you know, you play with an ex or you work with an ex-big leaguer. You know, you talk to Schulte all the time. You talk to managers. I am of the opinion, Jesse, you know, it's different level. I manage a team of adult league players that some of them throw really hard, and I just kind of let them figure it out. And that's just kind of what I do. That's Robert Suarez out there. If anybody's going to be able to fix it on the fly, I trust that guy with a 0.51 ERA or whatever it was going into that game. When the tying run came in, okay, that's probably it for you. I'm going to kind of give my guys a chance to get the save, as dicey as it may get.
I think, you know, one of the things to remember when we're having that conversation about, you know, when to take the hook out is, and I remember us talking about this last year, and we had a whole conversation. I don't know why I remember it so vividly. I was in Philly. So whenever that was last season, and you guys, and I think some of the tier ones were a little bit miffed as to why Mike Schilt was always talking so positively even when things were not going well.
Yeah.
You know, this is before they really got rolling last year, obviously. And, you know, I made the point that Mike was around the previous couple of years, this team. And I think what he saw, combined with his own beliefs, his true beliefs of leadership, was that he was going to have his guys back, even if short term, maybe it looked a little funky from the outside, because he understood, and he was correct, that in the long term, and it's always the long game when you're talking about baseball in the regular season, it was going to benefit him to do so. And I think, you know, maybe yesterday was a little bit of an example of that. Look, if that's, you know, game four of the NLCS against the Dodgers,
yeah,
is it going to be handled a little bit differently in the ninth inning? Yes, absolutely. I would think so. But it's May whatever yesterday. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't barely know what month it is. But, like, it's May whatever yesterday. And it was like, all right, I'm going to give this guy every opportunity to try and get it done. And then, you know, it ends up being literally at the end, right, a worst-case scenario. Like, if Alec Jacob comes on and gets a double play ball or strikes out two guys, you know, it's like, okay, you know, game's tied. Let's go win it, you know? And so I think, you know, dialing in on, like, oh, did he leave him in too long or all that, I think that's probably missing the bigger picture point, you know? And in baseball, again, in the regular season, it's always about the bigger picture point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, Jesse, I want to talk more about Mike Schilt, because I always thought, hey, if I was ever lucky enough to be in that role, I'd be a straight shooter. Be honest. You know, it's always honesty is always the best policy. And if my guys struggled, yeah, I could say it and it wouldn't be the end of the world. And when Mike Schilt first arrived, it kind of bothered me how positive he was. And as he's gone on, I've realized, no, I think he does it the right way. He has his guys back no matter what. They play hard for him. You know, they've got a really tight clubhouse, and I think the way he sets the tone is part of it. And I finally realized what it is about me that bothers me. I feel like Mike Schilt doesn't trust the fan base and the media to be reasonable sometimes. Like, we should be very reasonable. Robert Suarez struggled once. That is not any reason to criticize Robert Suarez, come down hard on him. There shouldn't be any think pieces in the UT or, you know, radio hosts going on a tirade or a rampage about Robert Suarez today. No matter what Mike Schilt says, he doesn't have to defend him. We know that Robert Suarez is great. So I sometimes feel like he doesn't trust me to know that already when he's defending Robert Suarez, but he's not directing at you, Jesse, or me. There are unreasonable fans. There are unreasonable media members out there. And he just wants to make sure that no one is in any way has any excuse to go out and write some hit piece on Robert Suarez today because of one bad inning.
I think you're even thinking about it too deeply. And yeah, for sure, he's aiming it at some, you know, imaginary unreasonable person who certainly exists. But he's also aiming it at Robert Suarez.
Yeah.
And that's first and foremost. You know, him backing up Robert Suarez last night is saying to Robert Suarez, which I'm sure he said in private also, but it means something to say it publicly. Hey, man, next time, I don't want you even caring what just happened because I'm sending you right back out there. So what he said, what was it, Peralta and Morahone when they gave it up in New York, he's like, I'll run those guys right back out there tomorrow night. You know, I mean, and again, that's instilling confidence in your guys. And look, to your bigger point about how he handles it and how you in your, you know, sort of fantasy land of being a big league manager would handle it.
Oh, we all I imagine that occasionally, right?
Yeah, yeah. I imagine when you first had that fantasy, it was not recently, right? It was probably younger time in your life. And times have changed is what I'm saying in sports and in baseball in particular. And yeah, I mean, really up until the last however many years you want to say, that hard-nosed direct approach is what worked. You had a bunch of hard-nosed direct guys in the clubhouse. The players today are different than the players then. So if you came up with that fantasy, you know, when you were watching Greg Riddick, I don't know, it's a different world in the clubhouse now than it was then. And I think understanding today's players, and I'm not trying to suggest every clubhouse is the same and every player is the same. Obviously, guys have different personalities and all that. But I think understanding today's players is a really important part, maybe the most important part of being a manager. And I think Mike understands that exceptionally well.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, it's weird because he has been here a while and we're all still kind of learning. And, you know, after a game like that, you know, you think, oh, what would I do? I'd probably be pretty pissed off. He usually goes the other way. You know, Schilte sometimes will get you. The Padres could win 6-1, and then he's more like he's in a weirder mood than he is after they blow one. It's weird.
There's a thing that I think is important to remember is that don't take what he says too literally. You know, all the time.
Yes,
because again, he's not just. It's not that, oh, Kevin Acey or Dennis Lynn or A.J. Casavell asks him a question and he answers it. Again, he's communicating to the fan base at large. He's communicating to his clubhouse. He's maybe even communicating to people in the Padre organization, you know, when he's saying things. It's not, you know, and I'm not trying to act like he's being dishonest. I don't think that's the case. But, you know, there's a method to the madness of what he's saying. He's very locked in on all this stuff. He's an expert communicator. And, you know, to take him like verbatim word for word in every literal sense every single day is probably going to miss the point sometimes.
Speaking of locked in, is there anything Jackson Merrill could do right now that would surprise you?
God,
I mean, if he had four home runs tonight, I go, yeah, that's Jackson Merrill. I mean, nothing is surprising me anymore. I expect him every time he goes up to do something great. Every time he's in the field, I'm expecting something great now, which is unfair. He's going to cool off. But, man, this kid is amazing.
It really is. He's out of control right now. And look, it goes back to the thing at the start of the season of, you know, when things are going well in baseball, you know, you kind of feel like you're never going to lose again. When things are going badly in baseball, you feel like you're never going to win again. And so you're right. Like at some point it'll return to orbit, at least to some degree, I would imagine. But I tell you what, all last year with Jackson Merrill, you know, and I'm sure I wasn't alone in this. It was kind of like, all right, like when is that rookie slump going to hit? You know, and it's like, oh, it's got to happen at some point, right? No one can keep up this pace their entire rookie year. And then I think it was the first game after the All-Star break. I think he struck out three times in Cleveland. They got shut out. And I was like, all right, in my head, I'm like, all right, maybe this is, you know, when it's finally going to come back down to earth. And then the next night he had two, three hits and took off again and never cooled the rest of the year. He's incredibly special. He's incredibly special. I think, you know, obviously the Padres have a couple of guys in Fernando and Manny who are going to be perennial MVP candidates and really have been when healthy in Fernando's case, when on the field in Fernando's case. I think Jackson Merrill is going to turn into one of those guys. You know, he is turning into one of those guys, someone of that caliber. And so if you're able to roll out 3 out of 9 guys most every night who are probably going to be top 5 MVP finishers, you got something special, and the Padres certainly do. I mean, he's exceeded every expectation I've had at every point. And now, as you said, it's kind of feeling like it's getting to this point where the expectations are sky high and he just keeps hitting them. It's an incredible thing to get to watch. You know, we were lucky enough to see Fernando burst onto the scene in 2019. You know, we didn't get to see Manny obviously in San Diego at the very beginning of his career, but this is what it was like, you know, when Machado got rolling with the Orioles, as a very young guy. So, I mean, it's another example and another reminder that we are in the golden era of Padre baseball. It's just so much fun.
Jesse hit the Incorporator before the first pitch last week. Let's see what you've got in store today. Woodsy, if you would.
I sent it to Paul because I can't pronounce it. And this is from
Sanguineous.
Oh, sorry. I talked over that. It's from our buddy Guzzinator in the chat. Hit it.
Consanguineous.
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 Consanguineous. Something to do with blood.
Yeah, related by
sanguine,
by blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So from sanguine, sangre.
Relating to or denoting people descended from the same ancestor.
Consanguineous.
Okay, so like a bloodline thing.
A bloodline. Yeah. Perfect. Good luck.
It's going to be a funny word.
Yeah, thanks.
Consanguineous.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Thank you, Goose. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good broadcast tonight. Dylan Cease on the bump, looking for a bounce back win.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy.
Jesse Agler.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.